Well, we are catching up with a couple of our friends from Calvary Baptist Church, James Allen Hall and Scott Soden. Good morning, gentlemen, and thanks for coming out in a little bit of a gray and overcast and rainy morning today. Yeah.
I'm actually happy to see the rain because that means there's less chance of it raining next week. So
yeah, there we go. So again, we've got a lot of things coming up. Three events now all in one day on August 24th on the building and grounds of Calvary Baptist Church. We have Wisconsin's shortest fun run, chance to win some Dells tickets, Overcomer movie tickets. We have the Toss Out Hunger Cornhole Tournament, which, by the way, deadline is Monday, so we need people to sign up for that, and a chance to win a new cornhole set and Shields gift cards and trophies and Topper's Pizza. Lots of things going on. And then kind of what the church is really involved behind, what started a lot of this, is your King of the Hill car show, which is a fantastic outreach. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we've been quite a few years now behind this, and it's been just amazing to see how God works through this show, because it's not a huge thing. We don't get a ton of cars, but we get the people come in that don't normally come in just to love on them and, you know, have lunch with them and whatever it is. And, you know, we've got the motorcycle groups that come in, different organizations, so it's just a good group of healthy people that come and just have a good time, and not to mention the kids that come and have a good time with the bouncy houses and the, you know, the different things we do for the kids, the games.
Yeah, we've got the big inflatable obstacle course, the big 22-foot double slide. We're going to have folks manning those and have a lot of fun. Again, if folks came out to the Hope at the River event, we've got those same inflatables here, and should be a lot of fun. And, I mean, this really is a family event. I think sometimes people think, you know, car shows, you know, and it is maybe a male-dominated thing too, but I mean, we really want this, the church really wants this to be open to everyone. And also, if you have someone who doesn't know the Lord, a friend or neighbor, this is a perfect way to invite them.
That's right.
Guys, I know too, I mean, we're kind of excited about some of the things coming up too from the station side of things. All three of these events are supporting Feed My People, and Hillary, you were talking off the air too. Like, this fun run, this is something that anybody can do. I mean,
I think
can make it that far.
16 feet. I mean, the key is the takeoff and the rapid acceleration. Seeing it through
to
the end.
We will have a water station halfway through.
That is really helpful. Well, I might need like a warming blanket at the end. But, you know, there's a lot that can happen in 16 feet, and I'm glad that we're in a space where we all understand the challenges that go into training for that.
Yeah, yeah. And again, you do have a week to continue training.
Caleb, you're the creator of it, so how did you settle on 16.4 feet?
Because I wanted to do a .005, and I also really want shirts that say, I survived the .005. But I was trying to figure out, normally there's a 5K, right? And so what's the smallest fraction of that?
There
it still
go.
Seems like a 5K. So, yeah, just I did some math on my phone and it worked out.
Beautiful.
James Allen, I know a la Barry Maguire that we play on this. You're a car guy and you have been for a long time. What have you seen God do through this event and through some of the folks who might not darken the door of a church normally, but have come out to the King of the Hill car show?
For me, it's been interesting. I had a car was able to get put together and it was again restored. It had been wrecked. And anyway, the interesting thing for me is to tell that story when I'm sitting with these guys to go, because they'll come up and they'll say, man, that car looks amazing. I said, well, let me tell you what happened to it. It was wrecked here. It was scratched up. It was beat up, you know. But somebody introduced me to a guy named Zach Anibus from Wasota Customs, and man, he took it and he restored it to what it is now, and this way it is. I said, but it's great to be able to switch that in mid sentence and say, you know, just like I was, my life was wrecked, my life was scratched up, it was beat up, but somebody introduced me to this guy named Jesus, and he restored me. And I get several reactions when I say that. It's like, okay, thanks, and then I'll walk off. Or honestly, the majority will say, especially those guys, they get that. They get that concept. And they go, I've never heard it that way before. Tell me more. You know, so it's just, you know, it's an amazing how God and how, you know, my dad as a pastor told me, if you'll just pay attention, you can use anything. To glorify God and to bring people closer to Him. And for me, it was a car, you know. And then now I've sold that car and I have a beautiful home because of it, which thank you, Jesus, for that. So I still get to hang out with them. I ask them when I was selling the car, I said, hey, can I still come and hang out with you guys? And this is a group of people that unless you have that, it's hard to get in. But to know that I could still be who I am in Christ and stand firm on that, they dug that. They were good with that. They said, man, you're in. You can come and you can be with us at any moment. You know, yeah, the language is a little different. You know, it's because they're, again, unbelievers.
Yeah.
Most of them. They have no understanding. So I don't ever expect them to act that way. But they know I'm the other way. I am. So you don't expect me to act the same way. You know, the other way. But they respect that. And when times happen, guess who gets the call?
Hey, that's fantastic.
I'm struggling with my marriage. Can you come talk with us? Yes, I'm in. Or, hey, I messed up again. I'm in jail. Can you come pick me up? Yes. Where are you? Or I'm in the bar. I can't get home. Where are you?
So this is coming. The start of so many of those relationships.
It's the gospel. It's evangelism. It's exactly what Christ did. And I try my best to be what I can, but he is the one who does all of that. He does the redeeming. He does the restoring. How he uses it, I don't question that. And that's just the way he's used it in my life. So,
amen. We're looking forward to it. Again, three events, all benefiting Feed My People, Toss Out Hunger, the Cornhole Tournament. Deadline is Monday, so we need you to sign up. Wisconsin's shortest fun run, the Wib .005K, and also the King of the Hill Car Show. And final question for Scott, for Hillary, and for James Allen Hall. Which brewpub pizza are you most looking forward to trying at the event? Because we're going to have brats, we're going to have hot dogs, we're going to have drinks, too, for concessions. But Matt yesterday said, he's like, well, people are coming to the car show at 8, 9 a.m. And again, this is a family event. He said, we should get some breakfast pizza and some sausage and pepperoni pizza and some cheese pizza and some Mac Attack macaroni and cheese pizza, too. So brewpub pizza really stepping up. Which one are you guys most looking forward to?
Is all an answer?
Well, I think that's
that is an option.
I don't know. I'm just gonna have them all.
One of each.
Sorry, yeah.
Looking
I'm
forward
be there
to it.
At 6 o'clock in the morning, so there'll be some breakfast ones on for sure. I'm gonna be making some. So
looking forward to that. James Allen Hall and Scott Soden from Calvary Baptist Church again, the site and the host of these three great events for Feed My People in just a week from tomorrow. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
It is that time of the week, friends. It is the time when the Wib Wake Up Show conglomerates, aggregates, as I just did with a lot of syllables there, all the headlines of the past week. We get you caught up on news, pop culture, and things that really don't matter, and we give them to you in condensed form.
Do our best.
We call it headlines, and it starts right now.
All right, this first one is crazy. Authorities in Florida were asked to remove a raccoon from inside a vending machine. I kid you not, this really happened. You have any idea how dangerous it is to handle a wild animal that just guzzled 32 ounces of Mountain Dew?
Ooh.
Yikes.
All that caffeine and sugar, man. Meteorologists now say that this year's hurricane season could be worse than initially predicted. Yeah, that's just what we need, a little good news.
Right?
Yeah.
Appreciate that. A massive demonstration at the Hong Kong airport, one of the world's busiest, forced a cancellation of all flights on Monday afternoon. What was the protest over? Flight delays.
Mm. There you go. Other issues going on in Hong Kong people did hear about in the news. Hey, on Monday, Chick-fil-A added mac and cheese because apparently Americans were getting a bit too scrawny.
Mm. Yeah, gotta bulk up. New version of The Lion King just became the highest grossing animated film of all time. Hey, maybe this is the big break that Beyonce's been waiting for.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For now. New York City's Battery Park has posted signs warning visitors not to feed the squirrels because they've become aggressive, even attacking people. But it's still okay to feed the rats.
Okay, that's fine.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
And the pigeons. Hey, toy maker Mattel announcing a new line of Barbie toys based on, get this, you two, Star Wars.
Nice.
Yeah, now you can have countless hours of fun crushing Ken in the Death Star's trash compactor.
Yes.
3PO! 3PO!
Model Ashley Graham is pregnant with her first child. She and model friends are going to host a party to reveal the gender of the child and who it's wearing.
Oh, I was going to make a one-liner about fashion designers, but I don't know any. Olive Garden, this is actually super exciting. These sell out in seconds. Olive Garden is once again selling pastas for unlimited pasta and breadsticks for life.
For life.
Mm.
Of course, if you eat all those carbs, it won't be a very long life. Hashtag keto.
Okay, this really spoke to me this morning because I'm very tired today. I just feel very tired. And so This article flitted across my page, and it's parents get the least sleep when their kids are these ages, according to a new study. So not surprisingly, it says those with infants age one and younger are getting the least sleep. Okay, I get it.
Sure.
But here's where it gets interesting. Surprisingly, dads with sons ages 13 to 17 clock just as little sleep as those tired parents of infants.
Boy, I don't know. It's hard to believe.
Is it when they reach driving age and you're just so worried about it?
Crazy? I don't know, though. See, because I find, like, I don't have boys, but I find what's happening in our house is, like, my kids are up late, like, and normally I would have gone to bed, but they're up and engaged so much later that then that's pushed my bedtime back by how long. And then I'm still getting up at 5-something, and they're snoozing, and even in the school year, like, no one's awake at my house until after I leave for work, you know?
It's hard to think anything could compare with mom getting up in the middle of the night with the infant. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. It says no reason was given, but perhaps it's just plain stressful to have a boy. Potentially. interesting stuff. It says that moms have more sleep-related activity in general, which includes napping and just dozing off, than dads. The study suggests that they need more rest because they're multitasking more, which takes a toll on cognition. Yeah, I multitask nonstop, and it's exhausting. So, yeah, looking at the numbers, depending on the age of the children, moms get maybe 20 to 30 minutes more sleep, and that's it, due to those, naps and dozing off. So moms with daughters reported the fewest hours of sleep-related activity when their little ones were ages 2 and younger.
Yeah, I know my wife doesn't get a ton of sleep.
No.
Because even if we go to bed at the same time, she's got that mom radar.
Yes.
That hears when a child wakes up. I sleep right through it.
Yeah.
And then I go to work, and it's up. Oh, two of the three children wanted to get up because they sensed that daddy was leaving. And I love giving them hugs and kisses before I leave. But then it's like, they're up for good now.
Yeah.
I got to say real quick, I love the word of God. I believe it's inerrant. But when Paul says in Philippians, if I have food and clothing, I'll be content with that. In heaven, I'm going to say, didn't you intend to mean and well rested as well, my friends? All right. Well, this is the day 121 years ago that the roller coaster was patented by Edwin Prescott. And so we've got a roller coaster related question for you with For Him's Ride of Life in the background here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Hillary, what do we got for the winner?
We have a twofer. I have two CDs. Austin French with Wide Open. There's a great 12 songs on that. Mallory Hope with Out of My Hands. 17 songs on that. So Mallory Hope and Austin French, yours for the taking if you can tell us something.
Here's the deal. Who's got the most roller coasters? China leads the way at 824.
Okay.
Wow.
Right. The U.S. has 659. What you need to do to win not one but two great CDs from WWIB is, what nation is third? What nation?
What nation is third?
And Hillary and Caleb couldn't get it. They had multiple guesses. They did not get it. Are you smarter than Caleb and Hillary? 715-723-2555.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader? This is an even easier game.
Speak for yourself.
Which nation has the third most? Now, Dubai has the fastest. United Arab Emirates, 149 miles an hour in 4.9 seconds.
I was just going to say, like, Dubai was my guess. Mm-hmm. So that, I'm going to just take that off the table for the listeners. Because they have so many crazy over-the-top things that I really thought. But they are not number three.
715-723-2555. Call our studio line. That's 723-2555 for not one but two prizes. So, again, we've named number one and number two most roller coasters. What country has the third most roller coasters on the globe?
Mm-hmm.
715-723-2555.
I could give
Austin
you a hint.
French.
It's an Asian nation.
Country, yes. It's an Asian nation.
We're going to make things easy on a Friday. 715-723-2555. We've got a call coming in. We'll see what our first guesser thinks.
No.
You know what? I think I've told the dial tone before that it's not welcome on this show. We try to be welcoming and inclusive, but no dial tones.
No dial tones.
Not on a Friday, at least. 715-723-2555, if that was you. Give another shot. So, yeah, so it's an Asian nation.
We actually just drove by Six Flags Great America the other day.
So did we.
And yeah, in Gurnee. And man, they have some fun looking stuff. I had to resist the urge to pull over. And
I love water rides. I'm not actually a roller coaster person.
Really?
Maybe because my first experience on a roller coaster was a wooden roller coaster.
Oh.
And that really, it's not smooth.
Clackety, clackety, it's, clackety, clackety, yeah. Clackety, clackety. Yeah. No, I do love a good roller coaster. I'm not as big on water slides, though. So you get all wet.
Yeah, I love water slides. And I've dared, you know, Noah's Ark and Mount Olympus and things like that, too, dare to go down some of the steeper ones, too. Not because I really loved it so much, but just to be able to say that I did it. But
right.
Roller coasters couldn't quite do it. 715-723-2555. Trying to give you two great musical albums, if you can name what country has the third most roller coasters in the world.
We said Asia. You guys had guessed India. It's not India.
It's not India.
So another Asian nation that has the third most, I'll tell you, 124. So it's far off. China's 824, and the U.S. is 659.
Wow.
Only 124 roller coasters. We may have to give the right answer and keep the CDs, apparently.
Well, let's give listeners the...
Let's try another call here. Good morning, WWRB. You're on the air on the WIB Wake Up Show. What do you think? What country is the third most roller coasters on the globe?
I'm totally guessing Japan.
Japan. Is she right?
Yes,
you
yes.
are correct. Way to guess.
Totally guessing, and you totally won.
Where are you calling from? What's your name?
It's Jen from Menominee. Jen from Menominee.
And
it says like England or Canada.
I'm like, well, that's not Asian. Never trust the Google.
Just trust your brain, Jen. Great job, Jen.
Great job. Hang on the line and we will hook you up with some great music with lyrics you can trust. Always here on WWIB where we are family. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.